This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, we have Pastor Stacy Scheffler, who's standing up against the ongoing lockdowns, joining us in a moment. But I wanted to air this Mark Dice report. You know, it's funny, but it really shows how Fartswell and all these guys, Swallowswell, whatever his name is, are just frauds. And now they're a paper tiger. So here is that special report, and we'll be right back with the pastor. Please stay with us.
Everyone in the liberal media is excited about former National Security Advisor John Bolton's new book, which comes out tomorrow, which is basically a 592-page grocery store tabloid of fake news and fabricated quotes that I couldn't care less about. But there's another book that just came out that I am very interested in covering, but nobody else seems to have noticed. Our old friend Eric Swalwell. He pinned this promotional video on the top of his Twitter feed announcing the exciting news.
This is the story of how the 45th president of the United States was finally held accountable.
Oh, look at that. It looks like his mom must have endorsed it.
How courageous public servants stood up and spoke truth to power.
And his sister. Endgame, inside the impeachment of Donald J. Trump. Well, this must be a real page-turner. I'm sure it's going to land on the top of the charts. Oh, wait, what's this? Its current sales rank is at number 3,648. Couldn't even break into the top 1,000. Whose idea was it to write a book about the inside story of the impeachment? I'm pretty sure Democrats are trying to forget about that incredibly embarrassing waste of time in our nation's history that only served to energize Republicans. You may recall that Mr. Fartwell ran for president for a few months and somehow got a guest spot on Stephen Colbert where he made the big announcement. So I'm sure he's expecting a huge media blitz to promote his new book. Here he is on the Capital News Forum YouTube channel, which has 196 subscribers, where he was able to reach 31 people. He does have his own YouTube channel, however, where he's racked up a grand total of 538 subscribers, where he's been posting videos of his virtual book tour, like this powerful interview that he scored with TMZ.
You've written a book about the impeachment of President Trump that's about to come out, Endgame, Inside the Impeachment of Donald Trump. Interesting. Tell us about the book and what readers will get from this.
You know, the book is
The book is the biggest waste of time since the impeachment hearings. MSNBC decided to throw him a bone and have him on to talk about his book, and he did the interview on his laptop in his kitchen. And while I'm flattered that he's copying my style, I figured that such a powerful member of Congress would have had a home office or something.
Tell me about the book you've written about impeachment.
Well, Nicole, it chronicles, you know, what we did, the call to action of standing up to this president. It's a tribute to Speaker Pelosi, Chairman Schiff, who had the courage to move forward on it.
This poor man needs a hobby. The last big interview that Swalwell had was with Seth Meyers on NBC's Late Night, where he was invited to discuss Fartgate.
How do you find out that it happened?
Chrissy Teigen tweets about it. My wife, who follows everything she says, texts me and says, "Did you just fart on national TV?"
Imagine being a member of Congress and coming on a late-night talk show to defend yourself against allegedly farting during an MSNBC interview. Recently, I remembered that Mr. Fartwell thought that he could be the next president, and I asked others on Twitter if they remembered his historic campaign.
Every day we're getting closer and closer to that goal, but I need you.
Remember, he said $1. Nuke gun owners.
$1.
Nuke gun owners.
Make sure we get there. Join our movement. Go bold with me, and let's do this together.
Let's nuke them.
And then none other than Mr. Swalwell himself replied, "Yep, no regrets," adding a thumbs up. I thanked him for the laughs that we all had at his expense, and he responded, "No sweat, you seem easily amused." Well, Congressman, I will admit that I do have fun adding farting sounds to clips from cable news and posting them on YouTube. But in your case, I just had to play the original clip as it aired.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
I extended an invitation to him to be a guest on my YouTube channel, since you may have noticed I've been doing interviews lately, and I look forward to hearing from him. Come on, Eric, you remember your campaign slogan.
We'll be back. Stay with us. I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, stop the globalists. I mean, give them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality sort of food. It's something you need. We have high quality ready to get out to you. And it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now. So you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can. Because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. Well, remember, Pastor Stacy Shiflett up in Maryland, the Calvary Baptist Church, a few months ago, was one of the first to open his church up. And that caused a domino effect, but now they're closing them back down. They're trying to demand that while Black Lives Matter and the tranny parades and everything else can happen, but they're telling us we can't have 4th of July either, but we can have, again, an Antifa parade if we want. Here's what he had to say back then. We'll talk to him here live in a moment.
So newsflash, Pharaoh doesn't get to dictate to God's people how they worship their God. God's the one that defines the parameters. God's the one that communicates his will and his plan for his church, not Egypt. And I'm telling you right now, with this cease and desist letter in my hand, the Bible says to the New Testament church, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. And the closer we get to Jesus coming back, the more church we ought to be having, not less church. Now that's God's parameters. So I'm tearing up this cease and desist order right here, and I'm telling you right now, we're going to do it God's way. We're going to do it God's way. God tells us how to worship Him. Nobody else gets to do that.
Now remember, I've studied how the UN works. That's who runs all this. They admit it. CNN, YouTube, all of them say we follow UN orders now. Medical doctors criticizing COVID-19, they're kicked off, you name it. Hospitals say it's a hoax, exaggerated, they're kicked off. I said back at the time, they'll allow, because people are resisting, they'll release some of the pressure, and then they'll squeeze again. The left, always when you push back, they give up. Till you go away, then they squeeze again. But Pastor Stacy Shiflett was fined for reopening his church, but no Black Lives Matter was fined in Maryland. And the same thing in New York, New Jersey. Jewish centers still shut down. Jewish parks that are even private shut down. Christian parks. What's funny is Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the freedom of the press. There it is. First Amendment guarantees freedoms concerning religion, expression, assembly, and the right to petition. And it forbids Congress from having any involvement. That's a definition of it. There it is. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. So that county does not even have a jurisdiction over what the church or its property or what it's doing. If somebody commits a murder in the church, that's not the church. That's the county. That's the city. That's the state. But they have no jurisdiction. This is the bedrock of America. And something the left claims they love all day long, but now, no, they don't. So here we are during lockdown, too. We knew it was coming. The lockdown will be over as soon as you take all your inoculations and as soon as Trump is gone from office. But Pastor Stacy Shiflett, nomorecoverups.com, Twitter, Stacy Shiflett, Calvary Baptist Church, CBC, dundalk.org. We'll put it all up on screen. Thank you so much for joining us. I could ask a lot of questions, but just talk about this saga, fill us in on what's happening, and your new book that's out as well.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on. Appreciate the opportunity to be able to give you an update, as well as mention the book. So as you know, our church received a cease and desist letter when they found out that we were planning to have services on the 17th of May. And, of course, we had church anyway on that Sunday. And then on that Monday, I received a cease and desist letter. Got up in the pulpit on that Wednesday night for our midweek service. And in the course of the message, I didn't plan on doing it, but I tore the cease and desist letter up in an act of protest. And I really want to emphasize the word protest because that's exactly what I was doing. What we're finding out is it depends on what you're protesting as to whether or not that's protected.
Well, that's right. The synagogues are putting up their George Floyd protests now so they can open.
Yeah, so I protested the cease and desist letter. I tore it up in the middle of that message. Well, the county was embarrassed because that video clip went viral. And you know as well as I do, that's not something that you can make happen. It either happens or it doesn't. But it went viral. And I got a lot of attention, and it made the county executive of Baltimore County look really bad.
So this turned into a pissing contest.
It turned into a make an example out of us deal. So they began to play hot potato with us because they didn't know what to do. They didn't anticipate anybody disobeying the cease and desist letter. By the way, our church wasn't the only one that got one, but we're the only one that got fined. So anyway, the county executive put pressure on the Baltimore County Health Department. The health department put pressure on the Department of Inspections, and it was actually the Department of Inspections that came out on that next Sunday, the 24th. They sit across the street from our church, took pictures of people going in and out of the services and taking pictures of people's cars and whatnot.
So that's Christians being surveilled by the state. This isn't China. It's not the Soviet Union. It's America.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And so that was on a Sunday. By Wednesday, the Department of Inspection still had not issued a citation. So the health department, under pressure from Baltimore County Executive Johnny Ozinski, pressured the inspectors to write us a ticket. They wrote us a ticket, a citation, on that Thursday, May the 28th, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And, Alex, this fine right here is for $500 for unsafe structures. That's what the citation is for. Now, 2 hours after this fine was written, the county executive had a press conference and opened up the county and opened up churches to 50% capacity, but they still would not take the citation off the table. So we went to a hearing 2 weeks ago. We had a hearing with a judge, Baltimore County attorneys. They brought their inspectors in. They brought an engineer in to try and validate this nonsense right here. And then we brought in a professional hygienist, a professional industrial hygienist, who had been to one of our services and documented our cleaning policies and whatnot, and they would not even allow him to testify because they said he wasn't an expert on viruses. And yet the two building inspectors and the engineer that never stepped foot on the property, that took pictures from across the street, they were allowed to testify on behalf of the county.
Sure, so they're trying to legitimize that you're the bad guy, but instead they've shown themselves to be incredible tyrants.
The county executive has weaponized the local departments against our church because that video clip going viral of me protesting that.
Sure, they want to punish you, but let me guess. I bet your church is more energized than ever.
You have no idea, Alex. You have no idea. We're having visitors. I mean, we've had more visitors, first-time guests. Our people are fired up. And so they thought by just giving us a $500 fine that we would pay it.
Don't they know that when you persecute the church, it grows?
I don't think they know that. I don't think they know that. But our church is unified, and we are not going to pay this fine. Listen to me very carefully. We're not paying this fine. The judge still hasn't ruled on this case. If he rules, and he's supposed to rule sometime this week, hopefully, if he rules that we have to pay this fine instead of throwing it out, then we're going to take it to the appeals court, and we may just sue everybody up there. Because I'm telling you right now, this isn't the last time they're going to try to shut down churches. And I want to go on the record.
Let's talk about that after the break. They're obsessed with the power over the church, but everything else can stay open. This is so devilish. So I'm not trying to put stuff, I'm not telling you what to do, but if you wanted to give a little speech for a minute, if we're breaking, tear up that fine, that'd be good.
Let me tell you something. The governor opened up the state of Maryland, and he opened up churches to 50% capacity. Then the county executive shut the county and shut churches again. When he opened it up, finally, The Baltimore City mayor shut the churches down. Again, there was churches in Baltimore City that did not have services for weeks after the governor opened up the state.
And for those that don't know, the way it works is the state passes the laws and then counties and then cities. That's backwards to have cities telling the state what to do. It's illegal.
Well, there was no laws passed. The legislative branch was not able to weigh in on this at all. This was done strictly by executive order. There were no laws passed, okay? Mayors don't make laws, and county executives don't pass laws, okay? And
exactly.
So here we are sitting here now, coming up on 4th of July weekend. We still have this stupid fine hanging over our head. They don't know what to do with us. They kept playing hot potato with us because they know they went way outside.
And by the way, Pastor, obviously what happened to you is important. You spoke of it's great. But the larger issue when we come back is why are it's all over the country, they just want those churches and synagogues shut down. But then the LGBTP events and the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa, it's like, oh, it's all great. But 4th of July shut down, too. I mean, it makes it so obvious that the left hates the country and hates Christians, no matter what color they are. Talk about villains. We'll be right back with Pastor Shiblett. I'm Alan Jones with NewsWars.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Of guidance. Pastor Stacy Shiflett made national news back before other preachers weren't challenging it, saying, I'm challenging this. And he felt led by the Holy Spirit to tear that up, and he did it as an act of defiance. So now they've got their little fine to say, oh, you're bad. And of course, he could pay the fine. It's no big deal, except it's admitting he's wrong, so he's got to fight it. But Pastor, let's look big picture here about the spiritual war against America right now, trying to cancel the 4th of July, pulling down statues of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. I know you've got a new book out. We'll cover next segment with the pedophile rings, and that's all coming out. 30,000 government officials and others under investigation in Germany. The government admits they officially ran pedophile rings. I mean, the stuff that's coming out is just mind blowing. Praise Jesus for that. But just big picture. The transparency of evil. We always read in history books or told by pastors about when evil finally comes out, it comes for your kids, and it openly wants to ban churches, and it openly kills old people. It's all happening now. Everything we were told evil does, we're now witnessing it. Why is evil so obvious once it finally emerges? Because before it creeps around and hides, but right now they're like, ban churches, but let the pedophile rings have their marches. I mean, it's getting crazy.
Well, the very first thing that you find out about Satan, Alex, when you read your Bible, when you get to the beginning of the book of Genesis, the Bible tells us the serpent, this is chapter 3 of the book of Genesis. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. From day one, Satan has never been straight out, up front, this is who I am and this is what I'm trying to do. From day one, Satan has always been deceptive. He's always come in the back door. He's always tricked and deceived people. He did it in Genesis chapter number 3. He does it now, okay? And the problem is most people today that do not know the Lord, do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, are easily deceived. They have no navigation.
No, I agree with you. But now there's a grand delusion that God talks about in Revelation. But now it's becoming more out in the open, though, compared to what it used to be. Because I agree, all throughout history, it's very secretive. Why is it now becoming a little bit more out in the open?
Well, because it can be. I mean, so, you know the old analogy about the way to boil a frog is just put him in cold water and turn the heat on. And that's exactly what's happened over the last 50 years through the propaganda of Hollywood, through the infiltration of the media. And just entertainment, people's minds have been dulled and numbed, and then you've got your public school system that's dumbed down curriculum, and young people today, these millennials that are marching in the street, I guarantee you they hadn't read a book in years, if ever. And so what's happened is they've been programmed, and the more, the least resistant people get to what Satan's doing, the more obvious it can become. And that's been one of my biggest concerns is seeing our country just get to the place to where they accept outright lies as fact without questioning it at all. It's because they've been conditioned and programmed for years. They've been programmed by the world and by the world system and by Satan and their minds. I mean, you're right. That Bible verse that says that in the last days, when the Antichrist comes on the scene after the church has been raptured out, the Bible says people will be turned over to strong delusion and believe a lie. They're already being turned over to strong delusion, and they're already believing lies now.
It's really amazing, though, because we're going to cover this next segment, but look at this. MainlineDW.com, that's the biggest TV station in Germany. Germany investigating 30,000 potential suspects in pedophile rings, and you read it's giant government rings, pastors, professors, government officials, and it says right here, the government placed children they took from Christians knowingly with pedophiles. I mean, this is just insane.
Yeah, it's and you're going to see a whole lot more of that being exposed as we get closer to Jesus coming back. I believe in the rapture of the church. I believe Jesus is going to return and catch the church of the living God out of here. And this whole world is going to be turned over to the Antichrist and all that. But closer we get to that day, you're going to see more and more of this stuff coming out. And what's amazing to me is how few of the so-called mainstream media covers this stuff, because you and I both know that they're probably, unfortunately, heavily even involved in it. At least I think so.
Well, that's what's crazy about it is God's going to show it to everybody, and then people are still going to choose it. It's going to become very clear, I think, right down the line.
Yeah, and God does give people a choice, and I'm grateful for that. And the truth of the matter is, right now, more than ever, men of God and Christians across this land need to stand up and be strong. And, you know, I wasn't the only pastor, by the way, that...
No, I know, but you were the big one that prominently hit the news. But you were kind of the... You know, there's a bunch of shooting stars coming in it, but the big one blew up. You know, I mean, you got a lot of attention.
Yeah, but there was a lot of churches that didn't even shut down. They was able to fly under the radar because of where their church is located. They were able to never even shut down, and I tipped my hat.
Oh, yeah, what about all the churches that got burned down because they met? Wow.
It's the animosity towards the people of God and toward the church is just going to continue to get stronger and stronger. That's why Jesus said to his disciples, "When I return, will I find faith on the earth?" There's always been a remnant. There never has been an overwhelming majority of God's people. There's always been a remnant. But as we get closer to Jesus coming back, you're going to find out the difference between the wheat and the tares, and you're going to be able to find out who's real and who's not. And that's just going to be obvious more and more as days go on.
Because Satan, through his global social credit score, to buy or sell, the mark of the beast, is going to force you to do it.
Well, the Bible is very clear that those that do not take the mark of the beast will not be able to buy or sell. And we are living in a day and age right now where in most stores, at least here in Baltimore, you can't go in and buy anything if you don't have that stupid face mask on. And so they're conditioning people and preparing people. I just got off the phone with the organizers for the 4th of July parade that's going to be here in our town on Saturday. And they were apologizing to me because we're not even going to be able to have a parade. Nobody can walk down the street and wave American flags on the 4th of July. So they're organizing us just riding along in cars. And they asked me, they said, can I just have a church van? Can we just ride down through there with our church van? It's got the name of our church down the side. And they said, well, would you have everybody inside the van wear face masks? I said, are you kidding me? Are you seriously asking me?
Well, this is a total cult joke. It's absolutely a joke. And I don't know if you saw this. It's confirmed. They count one person with COVID. They count 15 as having it as probable. That's counted as a case. That's why there's the spike. The deaths aren't up, but it's a total fraud.
Oh, I had a funny feeling from day one. This thing was nothing like what they reported it. Obviously, it was a serious sickness. I know people that were impacted. I just preached the funeral yesterday of one of my older.
Oh yeah, there's a real pneumonia. There's a lot of pneumonias. They're serious.
Well, I've seen people. I know that it's real, but it's not like at all what they're saying it is. And I knew that when they shut the churches down, I told my family, I told my church, I said they will try to do this again. And if we do not push back now, we won't be able to push back.
Well, let's talk about that, because we just had an article where they sent SWAT teams to churches in Chicago, but the LGBT rally, the Black Lives Matter, burn stuff down, that's allowed to go. That is so discriminatory. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your new book, On the Other Side with Pastor Stacy Shiflett. The new book is Wolves Among Lambs, My Story of Sexual Abuse and Cover-Ups in the Church. Wait, we talk about this. It gets really scary, but we've got to expose it. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there, and you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back to the most band-centered broadcast in the world. You notice everything we've talked about is now becoming mainstream because we were just covering what we knew was actually going on from the documents, from the research, from our guest, and from deep research and infiltrating some of these organizations. Some of the new stories up on InfoWars.com. Tucker Carlson declares war on fake Republicans. They're empty, sad people. Very powerful video. We played it earlier. I suggest you share it. Bill Gates predicts this won't be the last pandemic we face. Of course, Johnny's behind so much of it. Chinese-style social credit scores here. Gab founder says he's blocked from using Visa personally over vague hate speech charge. That is just absolutely dangerous. That's the mark of the beast we're talking about. I want to get into the book that I haven't gotten a copy of yet. I don't just say this when I have an author on. You say, oh, interesting book, but I want to read this one, Wolves Among Lambs, My Story of Sexual Abuse and Cover-Ups in the Church. Pastor Stacy Shiflett's here, and I've got a whole stack of news here that ties in with these pedophile rings, where popular pastors get caught doing this, because that's what the devil infiltrates, and don't get in trouble and are still leading groups. So we'll talk to him in a moment about that. But first, let me ask you this from a research of the Bible, because I've been in a lot of church, read the Bible, seen different angles of it. I've seen what Christ taught manifested in front of me. I have a spiritual relationship with Christ and through Christ, you know, to God, His Father, and the Holy Spirit. But if you read the Bible and you read Revelation, it says the devil wages war against the saints and overcomes them. But then later, when the devil gets tired of it for Armageddon and everything, you know, the dead in Christ rise and all that. And in my experience, you have to go through pain, you have to go through persecution, and then you know, that's how you find a greater relationship with God, because this is all a test. I would love a pre-tribulation rapture. People get so mad about this, and so I hope that's the case. But clearly, there's a big revival after that happens, if you believe in that view. And so the devil does wage war against, you know, those new Christians. You have the two prophets that come back and, you know, all the rest of it. So you just briefly, because I respect you, you're a good guy, from your perspective and your research and also your discernment, because I'm not mad at somebody that says there's a post-tribulation rapture, a pre-one, or a mid. I think everybody can, you know, have their own research. We're not in a cult here. But clearly, world government's here. There's a fallen creature on the planet trying to enslave us. God's giving us a spiritual transmission, hoping we listen to that and choose the right thing. But God loves us and gives us free will. So we're living in this real science fiction movie and got warned 2,000 years ago and got given the cheat sheet on how to get out of it. You know, 'cause Dad loves us. But this whole debate, which so many Christians won't get involved, is they just think the worse stuff gets, well, the more they're about to get beamed up by Captain Kirk. So from your research, how does it really work?
A pre-tribulation rapture, Alex. I know a lot of people do not. Most people that I run with do. Some people believe that Jesus comes back halfway through the seven-year tribulation period, and then some believe that he doesn't come to the end of it. But I believe that we should be, according to the book of Titus, chapter number 2, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm not looking for the Antichrist. I'm looking for Jesus to come back. And I believe that during the seven-year tribulation period, it's also known as the time when God works with the nation of Israel specifically, then those two witnesses that you just referred to, along with 144,000 Jews, will be sent all over the world to preach that Jesus was the Messiah. And I believe God's going to work predominantly, not only, but predominantly with the nation of Israel. Many of them will be saved and will receive him as their Messiah. And so that's going to be the main emphasis in my understanding of the scriptures, is that during the seven-year tribulation period, while the church is in heaven, going through the judgment seat of Christ and the marriage supper of the Lamb, that God will be working down here on earth to reclaim the nation of Israel that rejected him during this New Testament church age that we're living in now. And so that's my understanding of the scriptures, and I am looking for Jesus to come back at any time, Alex.
Well, absolutely. I'm not mad at anybody that thinks it's pre or middle or post. All I know is I read the Bible. Christians get persecuted a lot, and I only see a few cases with, like, Moses or somebody where I guess who got sent the flaming chariot. I mean, I believe all that. I know all that's true. I'm hoping that happens. I'm just seeing this thing bearing down on us. I think a lot of churches are going to buy into the mark of the beast because they think, well, it can't be the mark of the beast. I would have been teleported out of here.
Well, there will be a lot of people that will be saved during the seven-year tribulation period. I mean, millions of people will be saved. And they will be the ones that will be directly involved in that warfare of the Antichrist against the people of God. They'll be the ones that won't take the mark of the beast. They'll be the ones that will be beheaded and martyred during the seven-year
tribulation. Well, talk about that from your research and from the Bible, because we know it's all coming true. It's all been proven to be accurate. So, and I respect you. I'm not even debating you, Pastor. I really want to know your view on it, because I agree with you. How amazing is that going to be when world government and Satanism and pedophilia and worship of the beast and AI avatar gods that people worship that are in the marketplaces, 50 feet tall, and all these animal-human hybrids and hell being opened up? I mean, that's going to really cause a revival, isn't it? What is Satan betting on?
Well, he's betting on people being deceived. And I just mentioned this from the pulpit just the other day. I keep my Bible handy. But I was just mentioning from the pulpit the other day. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that one angel is going to bind Satan hand and foot and cast him into the bottomless pit. He'll be there for 1,000 years, and then he'll be released for a short season. And the Bible tells us that after 1,000 years of Jesus ruling and reigning on this earth, it'll be an absolute utopia. It'll be peace, prosperity, like the world has never seen. Once Satan is released for a short season in Revelation chapter number 20, he will literally go and gather to himself another army. The Bible says the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Satan will be able to deceive multitudes of people to literally turn and fight against God after 1,000 years of peace and prosperity. So Satan is a master deceiver. That's
but isn't that the paradox that freedom breeds corruption? I mean, yeah, after 1,000 years of total utopia under God, people will still choose Satan again.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's why I'm not so shocked that today that people are so easily deceived. And, you know, once you build a relationship with Jesus Christ and you understand the scriptures, he said, you'll know the truth and truth will make you free. The Holy Spirit that lives inside of us as believers will lead us and guide us into all truth. And we can hear something, a news flash on the radio or the television, and 99.9% of the time, immediately I say to myself or whoever's with me, that's not true.
By the way, exactly. I don't think Satanists, the people that serve the system looking for power, realize this. Because I used to ignore my discernment, my inner sense with the text of God. It's never wrong, Pastor. It's never wrong. Sometimes I misinterpret it by 1%, like you said. But this is incredible. The more I just go with it, it's amazing.
Well, that's the reason why I wrote this book about sex abuse and cover-ups in the church. And the name of the book is Wolves Among Lambs. Because the Bible tells us that the wolves will infiltrate the flock. And there'll be wolves in sheep's clothing. And that was the reason why I chose this title. There is so much deception in churches today. I identify as an unaffiliated Baptist. I'm a fifth generation Baptist preacher. I was saved as a little boy, and I've been privileged to grow up in a Christian home. I've been in church my whole life, but
I know it's hard for you to talk about. You have a lot of courage to put the book. You yourself were abused.
Yes, I was a victim at the age of 17. There was a man that spent the night with us that was a Bible college student, and he abused me in my sleep. And we called the sheriff. He went to prison for 2 years, and he's now still a registered sex offender. That happened to me when I was 17. And then as I was a young preacher training for the ministry, I had a pastor that I was working for, a white-headed man, 53 years old at the time, that was grooming me. I knew he was weird. I didn't know the word grooming. I didn't know the terminology, but that's what he was doing. I was single, and he was trying his best. And finally, one night in the motel room, he just flat-out propositioned me. So I tell about those two situations in the first part of this book, as well as the scandal that broke here in our church 2 years ago.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back, because this isn't just about the sex, is it? It's about the spiritual stealing of the future of the innocents. How do you quantify that in 30 seconds? Because it's a religion to the Satanists to abuse young people.
Well, it's about power. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world. There is a spiritual warfare raging right now amongst God's people, and Satan uses a small percentage of that, targets people through sexual abuse, because it's very effective.
It's very effective, exactly. Most of the real Aleister Crowley stuff, all the devil worshiper stuff is sex rituals, folks. And it's just they're obsessed with it, because that's what God gave us, man and woman creating new life. That's powerful. They want to hijack that power of Genesis that God gave us.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yeah, I don't care what the globe looks to me anymore. I never really cared much, but now I really don't care. It's very liberating, actually. Pastor Schiffel's great guy. He's got his new book out. We'll talk to him in a moment. I want to have him back for a full hour just on the book. Very soon, we really like him. Some of the crew's been a fan for a while. I was already aware of his work. But let me just throw this out at you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not up here talking about Jesus Christ because I want to impress you. I'm a worldly person. I beat people's brains out. They asked for it, but I'm still not proud of it. And I can see into the enemy's mind because I'm evil. I'm fallen. I also can see God, so I've chosen God. But let me tell you, I know how to fight the new world order because I'm bad. I don't have desire to screw kids, but I've got basically every other desire. And I'm just telling you, the living God is the only way to go. The only thing that will empower you and free you. And so I sit here and I think about this broadcast when I'm really clear in the morning or clear late at night. And not up here with the show and hundreds of articles and all the lights and everything. And I'm just like, you better thank God on air. And God doesn't want to be thanked. God wants us to recognize where the power comes from. So I just want to say, praise Jesus. And thank the Father and the Holy Ghost that I've got a stack of news articles. I mentioned these yesterday. I mean, I should spend the whole show on this. 30,000 pedophiles under investigation. Top government officials, huge rings controlling the German government. Top newspapers say they control the government with pedophile rings. That's the satanic glue that holds it all together. And then we're just here. We already know all this. We just got to move on. Like, okay, now we know that. No, we know that because we're already informed. Now it's time to inform others. We've been proven right. It's not about shaking our finger and saying, we were right, you were wrong. It's not about that. It's like, hey, we got to do something about this. So, Pastor, I just really feel in my heart, my spirit, that thanking God for what's happening right now, as negative as things are, the enemy is doing all this because I can feel and see that the enemy is being broken right now. Do you agree with that? And what can you say to it and get into your book?
Well, they're definitely being exposed. There's no question about that. Things that I've been preaching now almost 26 years. I surrendered to preach in 1993 in July, and I am seeing things right now that I used to preach would happen. Now it's happening, and it is exciting because we know that the Bible's true. The Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. And so it's exciting times without a doubt, Alex.
I mean, mainline news that the government of Germany is run by pedophiles? I mean, that's crazy.
That's not the only country. It's everywhere.
No, I know, but I mean, with it coming out, how amazing is that? I mean, Deutsche Welle is like as big as it gets.
Well, they just get bolder. They get bolder and they get bolder. You said it earlier. They go as far as they can, then we drive them back a couple of inches, and then we go to sleep, and they drive us again. And that's what's happened to churches. And the reason why this book has been such a passion, it's a 400-page book.
You expose how people think of the church as evil. No, the devil gets in the church to turn people away. Explain that.
Well, wherever there are sheep, there will be wolves circling the flock, trying to find the weak and the vulnerable. And the purpose of this book, first of all, was to tell my story for the thousands and thousands of victims out there that feel like it's only happened to them, and be able to relate to what happened to me, and how God gave me the strength to be able to confront it and tell somebody and get help and deal with it has been already super, super helpful. Then the second half of the book talks about restoring our credibility. And my wife and I launched a website entitled NoMoreCoverUps.com because so many people were reaching out to me. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, Alex, were reaching out to me saying, what can I do? And so we created this website, and on there is a charter.
Give people the URL. Because most of our audience is radio listeners. Give people the URL. I got a couple websites here. What's the best one to go to?
NoMoreCoverUps.com? Yeah, NoMoreCoverUps.com is the website. You can read the declaration of what to do to stop these cover-ups in our churches, of these sexual abuses. You can go and you can sign the online charter. You can see who else has signed it. It just creates an enormous amount of transparency.
And notice the left wants to talk about men that have wronged women, and that goes on. I say do it. But, oh, when it comes to kids being abused, all that doesn't exist.
As sexual abuse of every variety, people in our churches, many of them never talk about it. People get married. They have marital problems because they never confronted it. It's been a blessing to me to see how many hundreds of people have reached out to me and said, I read your book. And I sit down with my husband, or I sit down with my wife and told them about the time I was sexually abused as a teenager. People are getting healing. God's doing amazing
work. And you said that you were, it was surprising to you to learn how many people were abused. And for you, you were saying Satan does it because it's effective. I've been really researching this. It's surprising how many women's fathers abuse them. I mean, this is like a satanic empire. Like we see the tip of the iceberg, but beneath the surface, this is the whole enchilada.
Listen to this right here. Male offenders who abused girls had an average of 52 victims each. Men who molested boys had an average of 150 victims each. This is all documented statistics. Only 3% of these crimes have ever been detected. 49% of offenders of victims under age 6 were family members.
And by the way, I don't just believe the FBI statistics. I know they're true. The more I research this, it's literally everything is obsessed with this.
1 out of 5 girls and 1 out of 6 boys will be molested before their 18th birthday. All this is in this book. And so God is using this book right here, my story of sexual abuse, and then the cover-ups, and it's an epidemic. It's unbelievable. And this has opened up a lot of people's eyes. And
have you been empowered by exposing it? Because it would be, you know, hard for me to talk about something like that.
Well, God helped me with it back when I was 17. I mean, I went straight to my parents. I told them what happened. The sheriff went and arrested the man. He admitted it. We didn't even have to go to trial. And he served in prison. And God helped me begin healing literally minutes after it happened. And so I wasn't like greatly psychologically scarred. But a lot of people have been abused for years. They're psychologically scarred and they need help finding somebody to talk to, open up to.
So this is the real invisible empire, though. Pedophilia is the big enchilada.
And in this website that you keep showing, the NoMoreCoverUps.com website, we have partners all over the United States where people can reach out to pastors and their wives and other couples, Christian couples, that are prepared and equipped to counsel them and help them get through times of trauma, sexual abuse.
Because the devil knows he's got to get you while you're young.
It's unbelievable how much of it's going on and how few people are talking about it. But God has opened that door for me because of the scandal that happened here in our church.
Oh, listen, I wasn't sexually abused. One babysitter tried, and my dad went and beat the guy's, his dad's ass and all this, but nothing really happened. But once I was 12, 13, I was having sex with like 16, 17-year-old beauty queens, and all of a sudden it was like Satanists were trying to recruit me through their daughters. So I was actually abused. I didn't look at it from that perspective, but that's what it was. But that kind of gave me a bird's eye view into how it works, the other angle of the Satanist. But it's a giant invisible empire. And as soon as I had sex with those women, what it opened me up to spiritually was the only way to describe it is like Gandalf, he runs into Sauron. I mean, it's basically just like that. You tell whoever made that movie and did that particular scene. That's when it all started. I was like, oh my God, what have I gotten into? They were trying to recruit me, but luckily I never got into it. But people just don't know how big this is, Pastor.
Well, the Bible tells us in the Garden of Eden, Satan told Eve, the serpent told Eve, in the day that you eat of this fruit, your eyes will be open and you will be as gods. And their eyes
exactly. And once I was in a sex ritual, not even knowing it, it opened me up to that. It was the knowledge of evil.
And Satan is targeting everybody. Everybody doesn't get targeted the same way, but everyone's being targeted. And I'm just very grateful to the Lord that he's allowed me through my own personal experiences and things our church has been through to be an advocate for sex abuse victims.
Absolutely. I wasn't trying to one-up you with what happened to you. I just, since we got into this, I might as well just tell the story. I should probably get into more detail at some point. All right, Pastor Stacy Shiflett, we love you. We appreciate your courage. We salute you with this July 4th coming up. And we just appreciate the great work you've done. Join us again in the next couple of weeks. Let's get into your book in detail. Send me a copy. I want to read it because I know this is the key to everything.
I'll do it. I'll get the copy in the mail tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah. The devil's sophisticated, folks. Absolutely sophisticated. But it's all about sex. It's like they say in Team America, it's not about sex, Gary, but it is about sex. It's like this power. And they want that power because between a man and a woman, we create new people in the whole universe. God's given us incredible Genesis power. And the system is always trying to get in front of it. And it's always trying to manipulate that. And, I mean, I pretty much told all of it on air. I mean, there's not much more to tell. I mean, when I was like 12 or 13, I looked like I was 16. And, you know, and I thought, man, I'm lucky. This is really great until at least five or six times. It all clicked to the next level, and I was like, oh, my God, it's devil worshipers again. It's like Lost Boys. They go, man, what's up with this county and vampires?
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.